So I'm on the BJJ Fanatics website, and I see three new videos by some guy named Thomas Radzinski. You familiar with that guy at all?
Nope, absolutely not.
No? Well, he's got some good stuff. Three brand new videos. They're getting amazing reviews, which is good to see as well. But you got to tell us about them real quick?
Yeah. You know, I had you guys already know, but I had opportunity to go to Boston, shoot three more instructionals, one on butterfly hook, complete guide for butterfly hook, two, wrap, lapel, and submit them. And three, we have taking the back. It's particularly designed for guys for over 40 because there is no climbing involved. All the back days are on the ground. Very, very full and effective system. So dip into it. I'm really hoping that this is going to help your jiu-jitsu and really take it to the next level.
BJJFanatics.com. Just search R-O-Z-D-Z. We have all had that situation where after class is when we want to ask a question. And Thomas, a lot of those questions you've already answered, right, at Ask a Black Belt.
Yeah, it's another podcast that I'm running. It's on podcast, all podcast platforms, plus on YouTube. You can find it anywhere. Just search for my name. Search for Ask a Black Belt. At this point, over 100 episodes, different questions, jiu-jitsu, life-related, but something that everybody comes across, and often these questions sink in our mind, but we don't ask for whatever reason. So if that benefits you, go there, listen. It actually might help your jiu-jitsu, might help your life as well. And if you have any questions, find me on Instagram and drop me a line. I'll be happy to answer your question and mention your name during the episode.
Welcome to Raw Radio.
And we are live. I don't know why I clap anymore. Like, we don't have to clap at this point. It kind of became a cool thing, huh?
Cool?
You are so mean.
I like when you mess it up.
You are so mean.
I have a mean streak.
You do? It's not necessarily mean, but it's like little stabs, you know?
Mm-hmm. I push buttons.
That you do.
I'm really good at it.
There you do.
Margaret.
We should get Margaret on the show one day.
She won't do it.
She knows better than that, huh?
There's a lot of reasons why she wouldn't do it. She ain't going to do it.
Well, but you put yourself in a vulnerable position, and you are in front of the microphone on a weekly basis.
Sure. That's one way to look at it. But, you know, how do you grow if you're not vulnerable?
I mean, that's a good point. Can you grow if you're not vulnerable?
I don't know. I mean, I see there's successful people who have a front of not being vulnerable, but they probably are in some way that we just don't see, in this age of social media and putting up fronts and personas and all of that. I don't know. I guess it depends on what you're looking at as growth.
It also depends what you're looking at as vulnerability.
Yeah, I think so. I mean,
what do you mean that of the successful people are not vulnerable?
Well, they act like they're not vulnerable. They're
but what do you mean by that?
They're tough. They're not going to let their guard down.
But that doesn't mean they're not vulnerable.
It doesn't mean, it means that they're not showing it. And I think expressing it to others and letting people see that even you know, who the black belt, the athlete, the famous person, the whatever, is vulnerable or can put themselves in a vulnerable position. Where was I going with this? I think that shows others that it's okay to be like that, and that's how you grow.
But do you have to be vulnerable for other people to see in order for you to grow? Can you be vulnerable on an inside?
Oh, no.
Can you be vulnerable just with your experiences? I mean,
well, I think that when you put yourself in a vulnerable position, people see it automatically. It's there. It just exists. It's out there when you do it. So when you say, I don't know,
but
let's find out, or I'm not good at that, I'm going to try harder at this, or I'm not the best, or I'm scared.
Yeah.
I think that, and you show people that those emotions, that vulnerability, I think that that's where it becomes really important.
Well, you're referring to the vulnerability in relation to other people, like being a public person, being open person, right?
Not public, but with your kids, with your significant other, with your friends.
But how would people see that then, I guess? That's my question. If you're a private person and you're being vulnerable with your family, with your kids or whatever, you know.
Well, like, they see it.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I see.
I'm talking
see.
About
so somebody has to
on
see
a
it.
One-on-one, but then, you know,
right.
Obviously.
Okay.
So, and I think another way to look at it, and maybe where you're going, is putting yourself out there as in, let's say, we'll just say jujitsu, whatever. You're good in the room you're in, but you go someplace else and put yourself in a different room to see how good you are. Or, you know, that's not like an emotional thing, but you are putting yourself in a vulnerable position. I am good here. I might not be so good someplace else where, you know, that's they have a heavy competition team, or, you know, those guys are known as killers or whatever. So you step outside your comfort zone.
Yeah, it doesn't.
And you're vulnerable there too.
Well, but even acknowledging off the mat, like, I don't know this thing, so I'm going to be vulnerable. I'm going to go to school. Yeah, last night I had a conversation with a good friend of us, you know, here from the academy, and he literally changed his career. He's not working currently, and he's full time in school, and he's in his 40s. Like, he's literally going through, you know, forklift life change because he wants to.
Yeah.
Talk about vulnerability. Shit.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
You're like, told at that age, you're crazy.
What well, so he was right? saying that most of his teachers and professors are either his age or younger.
Oh, yeah. I've like, been in those rooms.
Yeah. Yep. So, like, he goes, like, he was telling me some stories. He's just like, they're working on something and he's, you know, asking these 20-year-olds who are next to him for advice because he doesn't know, you know, like there's these dynamics have changed since last time we were in school. So the methods have changed.
If he hasn't been doing this, if he hasn't been in school for 20 years,
right?
Oh my God.
Right.
You know,
talk about vulnerability, right? Yeah, so like I asked him, it's like, how is that going? He's like, I don't care. I'm doing this. Mm-hmm. I signed up. I'm doing this. Talk about vulnerability. It's also about perseverance. Talk about pushing grit. I mean, like, you know, that's what Rose was talking about. I mean, this is how we started on this. What a brilliant young individual, right? What a brilliant young woman going through, one, being raised in, you know, you are amazing, not with a bad intent, but still you are an amazing. And then going through these obstacles of life and continuing being, you know, recognizing the fact we all have to grow. We all have to be vulnerable. We have to recognize that we suck at something.
You know, people that I think are told, no matter the intent, that they're great, at some point in their lives, hit a challenge that really,
I agree,
turns their world upside down.
Yep.
It might happen when you're 8 years old. It might happen when you're 18, 38, who knows? But you realize that, oh, I'm not those. And you start believing in that and you start building on that and you start adding to it. And then all of a sudden, you know, something crushing happens.
Yeah.
And that can be really, really hard to deal with. And then then at what point, what do? Do you give up or do you say, okay, I got to really dig in here and, you know, fight through this. And it's probably different for other people.
It's different for everybody.
It probably takes more than one shot. You know, so I think I always think of it as like people need to be well-rounded. And I think vulnerability helps you with that because you realize that, oh, I'm good at this, but I'm not good at that. I can learn from this person. This other person can learn from me. And you're open to, you know, the real definition is like open to attack on a physical or mental level or something like that. But it doesn't have to be that drastic. It's you opening yourself up to failure, opening yourself up to new ideas, opening yourself up to thinking that maybe somebody out there like this, you know, whoever the person you were talking about, maybe this person who's 20 years younger than me that we always give shit about the younger generations actually can help me.
Mm-hmm. That's a big ego check, right? That's a point of vulnerability.
You know, they're going to make fun of me with their friends tonight.
That
to help this old guy who couldn't even whatever use his computer to do or figure out how to share something or whatever, you know, if it's a technology thing. But
could be anything. I mean, the whole point is that you, and I think where we're both going at this just from different perspective of different sides is that you have to be vulnerable in order for you to grow.
I think so.
Yeah. Like there was no, I don't know. Like it's hard for me to even envision somebody who is not vulnerable at all and having any type of growth whatsoever, right?
Yeah. And again, what does growth mean? Does it mean winning? If winning means growth, then I don't think you need to be vulnerable, because some people just, you know, are amazing at what they're doing and they stay in their lane and they keep getting better at it and better.
I don't know. I disagree. Because even winning requires for you to get better. And in order for you to get better, you have to identify that you're not that good.
To a point. But then there's a point where you don't have to admit anything to yourself. I think people can get through life never admitting anything.
But those are the people who don't grow.
Right.
See, this is what I'm saying.
But I said, what does it mean? Does it mean winning?
Yeah.
Because those people can't. There are people that retire from whatever they're doing on top, and they never really had to put themselves out there. They were just that talented.
I don't know.
There's
about
other
that.
People. Well, sure. We talked about it in the podcast, even where there are those people, but then there's the other people who have to really work, and you don't see it. You don't see how. You don't see the struggle for them. Until they explain it to you after they've won something. There's naturals at things and they bow out before stuff gets tough, before they have to change, before they,
perhaps,
have, you know, how many boxers go on too long, you know, without wanting to change. Look at, his name comes up so much, but like, look at Michael Jordan. In Michael Jordan's later years, you know, was he dunking from the free throw line? No, he was shooting from the outside, right? He changed. He became vulnerable.
Well, that,
you know, he was somebody who got kicked off the high school basketball team. Told he wasn't good enough.
That story mind blowing.
So you know what I mean? So yeah. he became a winner through adversity.
Yeah.
And then was smart enough towards the end to know, hey, I don't have the physicality anymore. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to beat you with my mind. I'm going to beat you with what I still have. And I think some people don't get there and don't open themselves up and become vulnerable enough to say, I don't have the physicality anymore. I can't do what I used to. So I need to change. They say to themselves, I can't do what I used to. I quit. I'm done.
Right.
But I'm going out on top.
So this highlights what we both essentially said at the beginning of all of this, that if you are not vulnerable, you will not grow. You will quit, right? Yeah. The overconfidence in yourself, this inability to notice that you need to change, adjust, and continue growing essentially will put you in a point of disadvantage. And at some point, you will dissolve. You will no longer do what you want to do, simply because you cannot adapt to the environment, which is continuously changing, especially if we talk about jiu-jitsu mat or jiu-jitsu as an art, jiu-jitsu as a sport. Mm-hmm. You know, all of this is never ending and continuously ongoing change.
I mean, yeah, for sure. How many people have you seen over the years who wouldn't change their game and then they quit because they can't do it anymore? Yeah, you can. Yeah, you just have to do it differently.
You got to do it differently.
Yeah, I think all of life is like that. Yeah. You just have to adapt and do it differently than you were.
That's the unfortunate part that we, you know, both you and I and many instructors, thousands of instructors around the world notice that this inability to notice that you can do things. You can do hard things.
I've seen it.
You just need to recognize it and you need to take specific action to do what you want to do. And that's hard.
Yeah,
that part is hard.
I've seen it in other fields that I've worked in where, you know, they're fields that evolve, where there's constant change. There's new ways of doing things. There's new equipment. There's new medicine. There's new, and you have to keep up on it. And you have to go and you have to grow with it. Otherwise, you kind of get left behind.
Yeah.
And I've seen those people get left behind and they're bitter. They never say, I didn't do it. Every once in a while you'll see one that says, I didn't want to, it wasn't for me anymore, it wasn't
I think that person is growing.
Yes,
that person put themselves in a point of vulnerability and said, listen, this is not for me. I hang it up, it's okay, life is good,
right? but they don't point the finger and say this is
somebody else, right?
I don't need it, and I could do it. You know, big difference.
Right.
Big
difference. This was a great conversation. I'm glad we had Rose on the show. We haven't had many non-black belts. Matter of fact, if I recall it correctly, this is second.
Rudy, going way back.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd have to look at
the list. Think that's it.
Rudy and Rose.
I think they're Rudy and Rose with the only brown belt or the only non-black belts.
We've had judo guys with their black belts.
True. But it's such a I think it was. This was very refreshing. And if you haven't listened to the episode, you have to. You have to. This is such a great story. So inspiring. And such a brilliant young lady.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to actually watching from the sidelines and see what she has developed, what she will develop over the next several years as she is getting closer to that black belt and continues growing in jiu-jitsu.
Yep. And if you're a parent, she's got some good parenting advice for you too. So check it out.
Let's wrap it up for today.
All right, see you
later.
Thank you for listening to Raw Radio. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to leave us a review and help us make the show even more amazing. For future episodes, check out our website and follow us on all major podcast platforms. Take care.